You're listening to Community Matters with Taylor Morgan, a special presentation of the Beasley Media Group.
Thank you so much for joining me for Community Matters. You know, I like to say my guests are ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And I have an extraordinary lady in the house. Now, let me make sure I can get her name right. Ifeatayo Farrakhan. How'd I do?
That's great. Awesome.
All right. And she is director of the Community Transportation Program. Thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
So my first question is, what is the Community Transportation Program?
Okay. Cumberland County gets funding from state and federal government to provide transportation needs to the elderly and disabled and the general public in Cumberland County. We have residents that are in far reaches of the county that are not provided with bus and transportation services. So we are able to provide them with door-to-door transportation. We take them food shopping. We can take them to medical appointments. Some of our seniors, they visit the senior centers, and they really love that. We take people to school and to work.
That is amazing.
It is.
Who knew? This is why I love doing this. Now, let me just mention to you while we're on this, this interview is part of our Cumberland County Government series, which I love doing so much because we let everybody know about services they may not be familiar with. So we know what it is. Now, tell me who is eligible. You mentioned elderly and disabled and general public. How does that all work? Who's eligible to use this service and what are the guidelines for qualification?
Okay, what they do is they'll call our office and the first thing we're going to ask them is where do they live? Because if they already live on in the city area and they're along a bus line, then they may not qualify for my services. There are some small categories that do. We take citizens to Fort Bragg, and some transportation goes to Fort Bragg, but that's a little difficult. When you're looking at an individual that has to get to work early in the morning, sometimes the bus system is going to make them late for work, and you really wouldn't want somebody to lose their job because they couldn't get to work on time. So they would just call our office. We'd look at their address and determine what their needs are from that point.
Okay. Well, you answered my next question, which was how do people request the service? Basically a phone call.
That's right. They call us. They found us on the internet, word of mouth, and we have some vehicles that we use, private contractors, which our plan is to put a more visual aid on those vehicles so they will be more visible to everyone around Cumberland County as we're traveling back and forth.
Now, you may have even said this, but is there a cost for this service?
Oh, no, I didn't mention that. A lot of our services are free, and then we have some as low as $2.50 per trip.
Okay. All right. And just give me kind of a ballpark figure on how many residents you service each week.
Well, we have about a good 600 residents that's in our database at present, and they're all over the county as far as Godwin, Falcon, Wade, Eastover, and Stedman, Hope Mills, and Grays Creek. These are areas that are not serviced with public transportation as far as the people see the city bus that goes, because the city bus services the city area. And then that population is covered by community transportation.
Okay. All right. Well, I know we kind of touched on it, but give me your take. Why is it important that residents know about this, that you came in today to just say, hey, we're here?
It's important that residents who do not have cars are able to maintain the same quality of life that someone who is able to drive back and forth every day. So we want them to have safe, dependable, and reliable access to transportation. We call it a key to independence. So every citizen is entitled to a key to independence. Some of our elderly and disabled, they still want to have a full life. They want to go to the library, movie theater, shopping. They want to do a lot of stuff. And these things improve the quality of life.
I absolutely understand that.
So when people don't have a car and they can't go shopping, that, you know, some of the ladies want to go to the beauty salon.
Right.
They don't always want to call somebody and get them to take them to their doctor's appointment. They want to be able to have that independence, that key to independence.
So then let me ask you this, because I have two questions. You mentioned general public in this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we know elderly and disabled, but general public, so this is literally available to general public that may be a little bit off the beaten path in terms of public transportation.
Exactly.
And do you limit where you can go? In other words, and I'm just going to ask because mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we're clear here what is acceptable and what isn't. So if I wanted to go to Gigi's house, you know, is that something you do, or would it be something more so like a appointment, or I don't know a Gigi, by the way.
Okay.
I'm not talking about anybody.
They call it the, what the state defines it as is personal care. And
okay.
personal care is a very broad definition. So you may have a husband in a nursing home, and you know, when you have a husband in a nursing home, you are not able to drive anymore. He may have been the only person that was able to drive the both of you around.
Okay.
So now you want to go visit your husband in a nursing home. So it's a general, personal care is very broad. And there's no really no way to say what is and what they can't do.
Right. But it's not like just going to see a girl or something
no.
like that. It's definitely with a purpose. Then.
Yes.
Okay,
because the transportation does have funding. So based on funding, based on needs, urgencies, you know, we have to go according to a lot of definitions and report all of these trips to the funding sources that we receive.
So it's kind of like a case by case thing. As they call and they let you know, you let them know if that's something that you can help them out with.
Yes. And it's usually a yes.
Okay.
And so I don't think there's many things that they aren't able to do on our transportation, but we hope that we can help them with as many things as anyone who has a car is able to do.
Awesome. And I hope you don't mind me just going into that for clarity's sake.
Not at all. Not at all.
There's always one.
Yes, that they're going to ask. They're going to want to know. So we tell them, call us up and ask us, and we will let you know.
Is there an age specification on this? Do you need to be over 18 or anything like that attached?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that question. They have to be 18 years or older.
Okay.
And we've had some cases where a mother has to get to work and drop her child off at the daycare. That would be something that we would be able to help her with as well, providing that she doesn't live on a bus line and
okay.
she's in one of those areas that there is no transportation available to her at all.
So if they're under 18, they need to be with a parent or guardian that's
yes,
an adult?
Yes, okay. exactly. And they would have to be in the vehicle with them at the same time.
Yes.
And the anybody that's riding on our vehicle, if they need someone to go with them to assist or as a companion, mm-hmm. that we allow them to bring someone with them.
So let me ask you this. Is there a specific number of hours that you work between? Is it 24 hours? How does that work?
We work from Monday through Friday. We provide transportation from as early as 5 a.m. because people have to get to work, and as late as 8 p.m. As long
wow.
as they're on the vehicle by 8 p.m., we will make sure they get home.
That is awfully generous.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Do me one more favor. Give me your contact information again, telephone number, website, all that good stuff.
Okay. We can be reached at 910-678-7619. And go to our website, www.co.cumberland.nc.us.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for being with us today, you and your bright, sunny smile, and this awesome program.
Thank you.
Again, we have been talking to Ifeatayo Farrakhan, Director of the Community Transportation Program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Taylor. Have a great day.
You too.